You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Brought to you by Audible.
The Most Interesting Thing in Tech, the reaction to the reaction of a story that ran in the New York Post on Wednesday morning. Here's what happened. New York Post ran a story on Wednesday morning which purported to be based on emails that were uncovered through a hard drive that someone had dropped off at a Delaware repair shop. To many people versed in politics, to many people who lived through the 2016 election, this seemed like possibly a misinformation campaign. Like maybe these emails were hacked. Maybe these emails were forged. It didn't really add up, and the sourcing on the story wasn't good. I'm sure we'll learn a lot more about it in the days and weeks to come. But the politics aren't what concern me right here. It's the tech company's reaction. Facebook's reaction was to, well, slow down the spread of the story, to kind of put an anchor on it in the algorithm. They then publicly stated just that. Twitter's reaction was to, well, let the story kind of go viral for a while and then to stop it, to block links to it. And then to say that was because it was hacked material, which we're not sure it was. And then to say it was because the story revealed personal information about Hunter Biden, his phone number and email address, which it does, and which are a good reason to block a story. So what did that lead to? Well, it led to, of course, outrage on the right. Republican senators saying they're being censored. President of the United States saying it's an outrage. And the head of the FCC saying he's going to look into the legal protections that tech platforms have that allow them to filter content on their sites. So what do I think about this big mess? Well, of course, the reaction to it is a little bit of working the refs, a little bit of a game, a little bit of just trying to draw more attention to the original story. But it's also true, of course, that Twitter kind of made a mistake. If you're going to block access to a story, you better have very clear explanations. You better be able to tell people exactly what you're doing. Facebook, I think, handled it right. They slowed the spread of the story, just as they should do as they try to determine if something is viral misinformation. That's what they've always done with their algorithm, and they were clear about it. Twitter both took a harsher stand and was much less clear in its announcement. And I think that is partly why we're in the current mess, and it's the most interesting thing in tech.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily. Can't get enough of listening to daily podcasts or audiobooks? Then it's time to check out Audible, where you can find what you want all in one place. Our selection offers a broad range of titles and genres on topics you love most. Do you crave news and sports analysis? Tech news? A good, inspiring story? We've got it all. You can even browse through our Audible originals and listen to exclusive content like Game Breaker with Keith Olbermann. The new Audible is your playlist for life. Try it free for 30 days. Visit audible.com.